Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is Rant and Rave, Tough Talk Tuesday. This is a chance for you to get your rant and rave on. It is all about what's the matter you. So I want to know what has gotten your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch. This is a show where you get to tell us exactly what's on your mind. And we have a fabulous show, fabulous show for you. So before we do anything, I want to give you the phone number so that you can get in on the queue and let us know today on Tuesday, Tuck Tuesday, what is going on with you. This is Rant and Rave, time for you to get your chance to let us know what has gotten your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch, what has really just pissed you off. Well, I want to know about it. Phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And you are listening to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we are going to have a great show tonight because I'm pretty sure that after the weekend and then yesterday being Monday and today with it being a full moon, I am pretty sure there's a lot of things that you'd like to get off your chest to talk about this evening. Before we do anything, I'm going to play our disclaimer so that you can know exactly what's going on this show. So stay tuned for our disclaimer, then we'll get right into the rant and rave on Tough Talk
Tuesday. It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Paracon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Well, we are back. And yes, if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life, and today is Tough Talk Tuesday, and you actually get a chance to get your rant and rave on. We do have some subjects that some of our viewers from the previous week has asked us to talk about, but if you have something that is on your mind and you'd like to let us know about it tonight, before we get into our subject tonight, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347. 884-9343. Again, that is area code 347 884-9343. And tonight we are going to be talking about fake friends. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We had a great article that happened last week that was about fake friends and your Facebook fraud and beware of malice friends. But, you know, everyone, I'm pretty sure, from the ages of 8 to 80, know something about fake friends, these people who pretend to be your friends, and then you find out that they are definitely not. Those who have every opportunity, they ask you for money and they never pay it back, that is definitely not a real friend. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to get into some issues about what happened on Facebook where they had this article that talks about beware of malice friends, you know, people who are attached to you on Facebook via your friends list, or they're friends of a friend and you accept them as your friend. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. But I'm going to open up the phone lines before we get into a great discussion. I'll open up the phone lines, and I want to know from my audience tonight, since this is Tough Talk Tuesday and it's time to get your rant and rave on, I'm going to start out with area code 815. Thank you so much for holding, and welcome to our show. How are you this evening? Hello? Okay. Hello? I think we're having a little bit of difficulty with that call. We'll try you again, 815. Please call us back. We'll go on to area code 312. But before I take your call, 312, let me give the phone number out once again. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We want to know what has gotten your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch, and we want you to have an opportunity to vent and let us know what's on your mind. We're talking about fake friends or whatever else you would like to discuss this evening. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. 312, thank you so much for holding. How are you this evening?
I am fine, Diamond. How are you?
I am doing great. But, you know, I got a disturbing email from a listener last week talking about fake friends. So I'm pretty sure out of your lifetime you have experienced something called fake friends, or people who are associates that pretends to be one thing and they end up being something else, or they what I would call fake attachments. Especially on Facebook, when you get a friend of a friend that says, hey, why don't you allow me to join your group, your party, or whatever, and you find out that they are more trouble than it's worth. So let me hear your story. What is your rant and rave this evening?
Actually, when it comes to fake friends, I mean, especially, don't get me wrong, I do understand Facebook and all of that is the social center of the of this age, but in some cases, I truly hate it. I mean, at least some fake friends, before fake friends, you can figure them out in person, but doing it over the internet is a little bit more difficult because you're not having that face-to-face contact, which I kind of miss, to be honest with you. It can be very damaging to your reputation depending upon how deep somebody wants to go with it, and especially if you do it on LinkedIn, which is mostly for business which is mostly for business associates and everything else. So, I mean, these folks can, I mean, I've gotten some folks that I thought was in my corner, and then again, once they see you start doing well, all of a sudden become very vicious and very hateful. And that's really like a wower. So, no, it's not cool. And, you know, then you have the seniors are just beginning to learn how to get on the Internet. So they're using Facebook to talk to their grandchildren or people far away. And they're getting hit like that, too. So that's the part that's getting me. You know, if you can't be nice or you just need to be careful to whom you associate with, and that goes on the Internet, too, sad to say.
That is true. That is true. Let's ask add another call, and we're going to find out what their rant and rave is this evening. And we're talking about fake friends. But if there's something else that you have actually wanted to get your rant and rave on and been about, we want to hear about that too. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We are talking about fake friends. And an article that I found on Facebook, I mean about Facebook, about people using your information or connecting with you in these social networks that has caused a lot of problems for some people. So if you know anything about that or you have something completely different that you just want to vent about, we are glad to take your call. I'm going to go with area code 815. How are you? Okay. Oh, I guess we lost 815 once again. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and it is time to get your rant and rave on. This is the segment of the show where we have real talk, no holds barred discussion about anything that has gotten your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch. I want to know about it. This is your turn to have the floor and vent about it. If you are in our chat room, I'll get there in just a second, and you can also call us at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And I'm going to try that call one more time. How are you this evening? How are you?
Oh, good evening, Diamond.
Yes, we finally got you. How are you?
Just fine. I had some trouble with the phone here. I've got it together now.
Okay, well, that's good. We want to know, what is your rant and rave for this evening?
Okay, well, the thing being is, like you're saying about fake friends, people that there are a lot of, this is something I have found through experience, there are a lot of people who give you the impression that they are your friend because they are of the opinion that you're not making it out here, you're a loser. And then when they become aware of the fact that you are successful, they hate you.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Right. There are people that actually will give the impression that they are your friend, and they are communicating with you until they find out that you are a successful person, you are an intelligent person, you are a worthwhile individual. Then all of a sudden, boom! Hey. They have got their habits on. They have they're meeting you with grinding teeth.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, there's something that needs to be done about that. That we have to be able to, as they say, filter through the garbage to get to the real people.
Hey, this is so true. But believe me when I tell you, there's a lot of garbage out here.
Yes, it definitely is.
There is a lot of garbage out here. And the thing, and what makes it so bad, you know, it's almost enough to make me think, I don't know about the world or you or anybody else, but it's enough to make me think there are not too many people out there really worthwhile being bothered with.
I can understand.
And it's really hate to say that, but we have some really low lifes out here.
Yes, we do. I mean, especially when it comes to identity theft. You know, you have people who purposely, that their whole aspect or mission is to gain as much information about you so that they can steal your identity, so that they can have access to all of your information, actually connecting to you on social networks via Facebook or, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, and you have to be very careful. But here again, we can't be too cautious as well, because you do need to be able to function.
And now
so,
that is
but,
true.
You know, a lot of people have these scams going on, and you just need to be completely aware of who you're connecting to. But one of the things that I found that was very interesting in the social networking is we have to keep in mind that it is exactly that. The purpose of it is to socialize. And like the caller had said before, that it is a shame that we do more socialization via the internet than we do face-to-face. It's a little bit easier when it is face-to-face to be able to, as you say, filter or weed through the garbage. A little bit harder when you, you know, when you're online and you have to, you're actually depending on friends, because if they're connected to a friend of yours, then you trust that friend that you need to make sure that actually this person really does know this person and is not just connecting with them for the purpose of networking. Because I know that is what I use Facebook and all of the other social networks for, is I actually use it for networking purposes. So even though I have a very large number of quote-unquote friends on Facebook, out of the almost clearly 5,000 people, they are not all, 5,000 of them are not my quote-unquote friends. I mean, that's just being realistic. I don't know about you or how you utilize the other social networks, but I know for me that it is advantageous that I utilize that, because it has helped me, of course, with the show, with business, being able to connect with other people who are doing the same things or at least like the same things, for the events that you are able to post. Facebook is a wonderful way to get the word out, as well as Twitter and LinkedIn and MySpace and any of the other social networks. They have their purpose, but you do definitely have to keep in mind what is the real purpose, and don't try to look for a lasting connection. And I think that's what too many people, they try to do. They actually look for something that's concrete, that with something that is kind of, you know, volatile or just, you know, kind of wavering. Facebook is one of those things, and all of the social networks, that it changes by the nanosecond. So you got to keep that in mind. But if you just joined us, you're listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We want to give you an opportunity to join in the conversation. We're talking about fake friends or anything else that you would like to get off of your chest, because this show is definitely about real talk, real discussions about what's going on with you. So what's the matter, you? I want to hear about it. You can join me in the chat room, or you can call us. We'd love to hear from you. The area code is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. 312, I got a question for you. Out of all of the social networks, which one do you utilize the most and why?
I would say I actually, because of the business that I'm in, when you're an independent contractor, I would have to say LinkedIn, definitely. Facebook to me is more of a, I hate to use the word fly by night. For business, because I'm trying to get other business and elevate my, you know, get people more aware about what's going on with my company, Facebook is okay. Don't get me wrong. It serves a purpose. But if I was looking to hire somebody, which I have and will be shortly doing so, I would not do it through Facebook. I would actually do it through LinkedIn, because that's where most business people, CEOs and everything, do hang out, is LinkedIn. And that's that particular social media is used by business people from mid and high management to get some things done, universities are linked to them. The bigger universities are linked to them. Alumni associations are linked to them. So that one's really kind of taken a little bit more seriously. Facebook is for, you know, how I'm looking for a date or how we're looking. It's a get-together thing. You know, we're doing a get-together at the corner of blank and blank, and we'll meet you at so-and-so bar. So for me, it definitely is LinkedIn.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. I mean, Facebook is one of the number one social networking sites, bar none, out of everyone. They are, their search engine, you know, they're being optimized at the top max. There are more people on Facebook than are on any of the other networks. So it does have a lot of people on there. And businesses really do well because what happens with Facebook is that you actually get all of the information that you need to find your target market because people freely give up that information. I mean, you know what they like, you know what they're reading, you know what they're eating, you know when their birthdays are, you know what books they're reading, what movies they are watching. So you kind of get a what demographic they are, whether they're male, female, what part of the country or world they live in. So there is a great number of things that you can find out and actually utilize wisely with Facebook. One of the things that they were having that I found in this article that they were having problems with is that con artists are lurking in the shadows of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, eHarmony, and they were having some serious issues in regards to that because of the affiliations, or should I say the attachments, where one person can look on your wall and they attach themselves to you, and then they'll actually look at your friends and try to befriend them. And we are always creatures of habit, and actually the best way to do business, or even with anything with your friends, is word of mouth. So if one person is recommending something, you would more or less take it, the advice from a friend, or take seriously the information from a friend than you would from a stranger. So
true.
A lot of times that has been what has been really happening with people in connection with getting on Facebook or any of the other social networks. And they have their purpose. It is a great asset. It really truly is. So, I mean, that I'm not saying telling anybody to shy away from those things because they are actually a necessity now. It's amazing how it was less than 20 years ago when the computer was an option and was not necessarily a necessity. Now it seems as if we can't really live without it. But it does help simplify a lot of things. It does help connect people. All I am saying is that be aware of what is going on. Just like you would not walk out in the street with your purse open or your wallet open and allowing anybody to gain access to you, then you need to put forth the same efforts to securing yourself when you are online, because there are predators out there. And don't put any prudent information. I mean, it's okay to put, you know, what your favorite book is, but I would not put my address on Facebook. If you're in business, definitely to connect with somebody, you do want your business address, you do want your business phone number, but I would not put my personal information as far as how a person can locate you on that level on there. That's just, you know, you're setting yourself up because everyone is not honest. There are people that are out there, and that is their purpose is just to victimize. So you need to make sure that you're staying completely safe and keeping that in mind. And even, like I said, make sure that no matter what, that you use a little wisdom when you're out there surfing the net, or even if you know YouTube. YouTube is another one, that website that is highly populated with people. So you want to get anything done or learn anything about anything, you can go on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure you can find the information that's on there. But here again, sometimes you get good advice and sometimes you don't get good advice. I mean, you can find some of the most serious things on YouTube, but then you can also find the most silliest things as well. So just keep in mind about where you are and what you're looking for and who the who you're getting your information from. So that's just, you know, one of the things. But I'm going to open up the phone lines once again. Area code is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and we want you to get your rant and rave on. We want to know what gets your niggers in a knot or your panties in a bunch, what happened to you today that you just want to vent about. Or if you want to talk about our subject this evening, we're talking about fake friends and being careful when you're on the social networking site. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I have a question for phone number 815. What do you think about these social networking internet dating sites? Do you think that that's something that people should do? Is it safe, or how should someone safeguard? Have you heard any horror stories, or what's your view?
Well, I've heard some horror stories. People that have ended up with Looney Tunes. People were given the impression that they were one person and turned out they were somebody else. See, so I think there are some good people out there, and then you got some bad people out there. You have you have a lot of females out there, and I'm not knocking the ladies, but you have a lot of females out there that are given the impression that they get an online dating site, and they're given the impression that they're interested in a relationship, but the only thing they're really interested in is going out on dates.
Okay.
They want to be wined and dined, and that's as far as this goes. You know, they have no intention of, say, like really starting a relationship, and a lot of them are even involved with somebody.
Ooh, now that's bad news.
Yeah, a lot of them are already involved with somebody, but what they're doing, they're just looking to be wined and dined. I remember some years ago, I don't know if it's still in there because I'm not in Chicago anymore, in the pullout section on the Friday paper, the Sun Times, there was a section in there called a meeting place. There was a Lonely Hearts section, and I had made friends with two. I'm a retired bus operator. I had made friends with two of my passengers that had told me that they had advertised on those sites. I mean, not sites, but they had advertised in the Lonely Hearts section. And what they were doing was just a guy would get in touch with them, and they would set up a meeting for breakfast, lunch, dinner, maybe cocktails or something, and always set up, say, like some place that would say really public, so the guy is out there, he's on his best behavior. And then in most cases, it was, hey, they get wined and dined and bye.
Uh-huh.
And they had no intention of getting involved with these people.
And that is, here again, that's dealing with false advertising or false flagging, or like you said, not being honest and being a fake friend. That's still being a fake, because a lot of times people go on there, you need to know what their intentions are, and especially if your intentions are honorable, that you would hope that the other person would be honorable well. But unfortunately, that is not the case. I'm going to open up the phone lines one more time. We only have a few more minutes left before our show is done for the evening, and we will be definitely back on tomorrow. You are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and it is time to get your rant and rave on. We want to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We are talking about playing it safe, fake friends on social networking sites, what to do, how to protect yourself, and how not to be a victim of identity theft or anything like that. The smart way in which to deal with situations when you find that you have been socially, what do you call it, social network scams that are going on. You need to be quite aware of those things that has happening around you. And that is what we have been talking about for the last 30 minutes. And I do want to say this before we kind of wrap things up between the two callers. In conclusion, what are your suggestions for people who definitely enjoy being online and they want to continue with their social networking, whether it's internet dating or just socializing on Facebook, Twitter, or even LinkedIn with businesses and making connections in that way? What are your suggestions? And I'm going to start with 312. What are your suggestions on how to play it safe but still enjoy the connection that you're making with these new people?
Well, always, enjoy it. I mean, I would never tell you not to enjoy it, but always keep it in perspective that you haven't met this person face-to-face. You don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about you. So just be careful. I mean, always keep it in perspective. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy talking to someone. There's nothing wrong with learning new things and meeting new people, but always remember that your safety and your information, your safety, and you are the most important.
Okay, well, thank you. What about you, 815? How would you suggest a person, you made mention about internet dating or even, these date sites. How would you suggest that a person kind of filters through and weed through the fakes, if you will?
Okay, well, here's what I'm thinking. When you're on, the understanding I have, because I really don't know, I'm not all familiar with the computer age, but the understanding I have of it, you're sitting at your keyboard and you're typing letters to each other. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Okay, now, get on the phone with that person as soon as possible. You'd be amazed at what you can learn just talking to a person and just feeling their words. If you can learn to feel the person that you're talking to, learn to feel their words, you can sort out a lot of bad apples like that.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, because this some words coming up on your screen. I could tell you I have blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm 6'3", and weigh 195 pounds. And
that's true.
Hey,
and
that came
and
up
that
on
may not
screen.
Even be what you look like.
Right. I mean, like, hey, if I type that up on the screen, how's somebody gonna know?
You are. That is true. You're right.
Right. They're just accepting it. But see, like, if I talk to them, and they would say, hey, now this guy don't sound like he is that he has blonde hair and blue eyes. He's 6 feet something tall, The mannerism, the energy that I'm picking up from this person, these are what you learn to measure, because that's the real person. And I don't think this would come out, I don't think this would come out, say, like, just something that somebody typed up on or even sent you a letter in the mail, because I have talked to people that have been writing letters to prisoners and come to find out that you got 5 and 6 prisoners helping this guy write a letter. So,
right.
I mean, so you got 5 or 6 personalities that have come together to make one person, and this person really does not exist. The person you're talking to really doesn't exist.
You're right. That is true. That is true. Well, you know what, guys, we have kind of ran out of time. I have a few announcements that I need to make, and then we're going to have to call it a do. This was a great show, and I want to thank both of you and the ones that are in the chat room, as well as the ones that did not get a chance to get on the air this evening. Please join me tomorrow. But I want to thank you all for joining me for another episode of Secure Your Life. And this was Tough Talk Tuesday, time to get your rant and rave on. And we were talking about fake friends and how to keep it safe on the social networking sites and not being a victim of identity theft and, of course, these internet scams that are going on, and being sure that when you're getting ready to do any kind of correspondence and business with anybody online, that you check their references, not just the fact that they are attached to you by mutual kinship on Facebook. You know, I've had several people that are connected to me on Facebook where I may have a large number of people that we have in common, but how many of these people do you actually really know? So just play it safe out there, and we will definitely catch you on another episode, which is tomorrow, is Business in the Making. I'm looking forward to talking to you all about what new businesses are going on. But before I let you all go, let's talk about our women's spa event that is coming up on November 18th through the 20th. So if you are in the Chicago area, it is a women's empowerment spa getaway retreat. Ladies, you know you deserve it, and you definitely need it. It is time to renew your spirit and connect to sisterhood. These 3 days are all about you. That's right, Y-O-U. And you do so much for everyone else. It is time that you put yourself first. So here at this retreat, you're going to learn how to do that, as well as renew yourself and connect to some really great, great people. Also, meet with our vendors and get some heads up on some holiday shopping, because believe it or not, yes, the holidays are coming up before you know it. So we would like to invite you to come. You can join us by going to our website at www.secureyourlife.net, and that is SecureYourLife.net. So that's SecureYourLife.net. You can go to the show's website, and you'll get all the information about the wonderful Women's Empowerment Spa Retreat that is going to happen November 18th through the 20th. So if you are in the Chicagoland area, we would encourage you to come out. Or if you are a man, every man knows one special woman or a couple of special women in their lives that they would like to give this wonderful getaway to. So I encourage you fellas to take advantage and send that special lady, whether it's your mother, your sister, your daughter, cousin, auntie, whatever, any special woman that is in your life, to this wonderful event. You can also call at area code 773-377-5503, and that is area code, again, it is 773-377-5503, and that is the phone number that you can actually call, and an event specialist will answer and give you all of the information, as well as there are a few vendor spots left. So you also want to call about that if you have a business that, or products and services that you would like everyone to know about, because that is what we are about on Secure Your Life, is helping people to help themselves and getting the information out to you. So until tomorrow, thank you guys for joining me tonight.
Thank
you. Night, Diamond.
I'm going to say goodnight, and until tomorrow, we have another episode of Secure Your Life. Good night.
Graduated, 50 or more schools are the same. Can't balance my act.